attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, are you free yet? Anybody free? Anybody feeling free yet? A couple of days from now, they say it's going to be Tax Freedom Day. Does that mean you're only partly a slave? That's a big question I have for you today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the political healing that we need to talk about, along with the economic healing. And, oh my gosh, yes, physiological healing as well, emotional, mental, spiritual. Yes, it's all at play here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. RobertScottBell.com, the notes, the links, they're up. All we need is you. And the number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, live all over planet Earth for the next couple of hours. I appreciate y'all being here. You know, this earlier the last week of broadcast, because we broadcast an additional 5 days of the week through Natural News Radio, I referenced or revealed a question that I wanted to ask your doctor, or I want you to ask your doctor. Would you do that for me? How do you know if your doctor's any good? Is your doctor worth his salt, so to speak? And how do you know that he or she knows what they're talking about or what they're doing that can really help you? Now, in terms of allopathic medicine, surgeons do play a role, particularly when they got to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That is, if you're dealing with an acute trauma, you've been hit by a bus, something along those lines, then you darn sure want somebody who's trained allopathically to, you know, cut you open, sew you back together, okay? But in general, when we're talking about diseases of degradation, chronic diseases, yes, in some cases, infectious diseases as well, do they really know what they're doing? Or is their crisis intervention, even in chronic diseases, actually creating the diseases that they're treating you for and more? So my question to your doctor, or your question to your doctor, if you're hiring a new doctor, is, Doc, how often do you have a bowel movement? Yeah, I know it's not polite, but we're talking about your health here. We're talking about your life and death here. Doc, how often do you poop? All right, let's just call it like it is. And if your doctor or your doctor-to-be gets offended by that question, you might want to choose another doctor. Because they don't understand the basis for health. And you say, Robert, you mean the basis for health is knowing how often your doctor poops? Well, no, not really. But if you're looking for assistance for someone who knows a thing about the body, you know that elimination patterns, excretory functions are vital to understand the health of every other system of the body. Because if you eat three meals a day like a typical Westerner, and you're only going 2 to 3 times a week as far as the elimination pattern, and the doctor doesn't perceive that to be a problem, that doctor has a problem. He or she's not using the intelligence God may have granted him or her. I hear this. Do you hear this? Your kid might be going 2 or 3 times a week, and your doctor or your kid's pediatrician, if they're not really schooled in real healing, will say, hey, no worries. It'll catch up. That's pretty typical of kids today. Don't you worry your little head about your kid's pooping patterns or lack thereof. And I've mentioned this many times over the years and in my lectures around the country, around the world, in fact, that the only way that your doctor can tell you that going 2 or 3 times a week is okay, it's normal, don't worry about it, is if he is going less than that. That's why I say ask your doctor. Look him in the eye. Don't look down at the ground when you're saying, you look him in the eye and you say, Doc, I need to know. I want to know. Because if I'm going to care, I'm going to turn over my body, my kid's body, you know, even semi-turning it over to you for help. I got to know that you at least know the basics and are functioning. I don't need a constipated doctor. You follow me here? Now, this is coming from the little Scotty Bell kid that was hospitalized for constipation. So it's not like I'm not in the know on this. I've lived constipation and had to work my little aspirin off to fix it. And not just with laxatives, which were, you know, the typical thing that doctors would do, or if you were hospitalized with constipation, then they would resort to a Fleet enema. Of course, the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company is a part of my history because I actually got a scholarship from them because my dad used to work for that company when he was alive years and years ago. That made at least a little part of my hospital bill as a child go down because we didn't have to pay for those things. At least I don't think so. So the question, is your doctor constipated, is a good one. Here's another question. There's a story here. I've linked it up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is an interesting one. This is about, is your doctor fat? Is your doctor fat? People are less likely to trust and follow the advice of an overweight doctor, according to new online survey that suggests weight bias may go both ways in the doctor-patient relationship. Weight bias! Patients are often biased against fat doctors, too. Well, I mean, can you blame them? If you're going to somebody to care about your health, and that doctor is obese and unhealthy, you would logically, I would think, have questions about whether this is the guy or gal to see. Is it a bias, perhaps? But is it a bias based on, I would say, good and logical and rightful discrimination? Perhaps. Now, I've covered the fact, unlike most health shows, that obesity or being overweight in and of itself is not a disease. It's not a, not a disease. There's more to disease than just carrying around extra poundage. Being gravitationally challenged, although it will make you move a little slower, that was a moment of duh from last week, it isn't the cause of disease so much as it is, it's just a little extra stuff you're carrying around. Now, if that obesity is brought on by eating dog squeeze food, fast food, food from the drive-thru, hopped up on growth hormones, antibiotics, and other garbage, well, okay, then you could argue that that form of being overweight is unhealthy in and of itself. But let's just say you got somebody who loves food, just loves to eat, a little portly, and is eating good organic quality food, just enjoys food. They may not have any semblance of hypoglycemia or diabetes. And they might not even have cardiovascular disease either. They're simply carrying around a little bit more weight than maybe they need to, simply because they enjoy eating. Now, you might say and make a judgment, well, they're gluttonous. Well, again, this is not for me to judge at this point, but I'm just saying that you can ask your doctor who is overweight, say, hey, doc, let's be honest about this. How'd you get there? What's the story? Are you eating too much fast food? Are you eating too much organic food? I want to know. I want you to ask your doctor, if you have a doctor still, about their health. Because if they're going to interview you about your health, don't you want to know about them? Now, you know, you're going to a doc that looks the picture of health and's got energy and vitality and maybe has posters in his office about eating cleaner foods and avoiding mercury and avoiding vaccinations. You might not have to interview him that intensely because, you know, it's right out there for you to see. But a lot of these docs are part of the allopathic medical, pharmaceutical, government, media monopoly. Most of them you want to stay away from. And that is why Dr. Rashid Batar, who I do Advanced Medicine Monday with every Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, wrote a book called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. That ideally, you don't ever want to see a doctor. You don't. And if you do, you want one that will actually help you to understand what you have done in your lifestyle or in your ancestry that may have brought on the things that you're suffering from or with. And it's a different perspective. It's a different paradigm. Now, I got a question on the Robert Scott Bell Show website that came in. I'll call it the question of the day. The question of the day. And it goes to the heart of everything. I did a lecture the other day as well, yesterday, in fact. I didn't take a day off as usual. Saturdays usually is like, hey, God, don't have to see a microphone for a day. But no, not me. I went and lectured. And I talked about the basis for ill health. I talked about the starting point for all ailments and all illnesses. And my recommendation for everyone there was to recognize where disease originates. Now, we can argue the many levels and layers, the many places, but if we speak physiologically, we must go where I started today's show. How often does your doctor poop? Or how often do you? Your elimination patterns can tell you a lot about the origin of many things in your body. And that includes those of you who are suffering now because the spring is in. It's on. Unless you're in North Dakota. But evidently, we're getting some warmer weather in the Northern Hemisphere. The pollen is just flowing in the breeze. And you're coughing and sneezing and gagging and wheezing. That's the allergies. Now, many people are under the illusion that allergens are the cause of allergies. And I'm here to tell you that they are not the cause of your problem. But when we come back from the first break of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, I'm going to actually tell you the origin point of allergies and so many other diseases, and it goes to the heart of the question of the day, reminding you about the way to heal from all gut damage. Colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, you name it, we got it covered. 800-259-5791. Jump on the phones. We'll be right back. RobertScottBell.com.
My name is Stephen Dewar. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you have questions about Tax Freedom Day, coming up a couple of days later or a week later than last year, well, we'll talk about that. Yeah, economic healing, political healing, healing on all levels here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give me a call, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com, all for free, and nobody sells you your address to anybody, so you're safe there. What else we got to do? Talking about fat doctors, talking about constipated doctors. Talking about, well, gastrointestinal health. Again, the healing that has to begin deep within. It's not enough to chase your allergies, although if you want to chase your allergies and suppress the symptoms with drugs and shots, knock yourself out. I've been there. Done that, didn't work, made me miserable, made me sicker. Over the course of discovery of healing, found the way to reveal, I've revealed it since then, but to reverse the actual starting point, causing point of these allergies and so many other chronic inflammatory degradation diseases. Coming back to the gastrointestinal health. Kent, hint, hint, hint. That's why I started with ask your doctor how often eat you know what. Here's a question, though, that just came in. This is from David. He's a naturopathic doctor, ND. Hi, Robert. We met at Dr. Batar's Advanced Medicine Seminar in Houston last November. I was the young ND, and we talked about the silver and your preferred protocol for gut dysbiosis. Gut dysbiosis is a fancy way of saying, man, all bets are off. The terrain is corrupted. There's all kinds of microbial overgrowth, bacterial, fungal, maybe even viral issues. Gut dysbiosis. So I utilize a bioactive silver hydrosol. He references it in his letter, Sovereign Silver, mixing it with aloe vera juice. The basic protocol, 2 tablespoons of silver with 2 tablespoons of aloe vera juice, 3 times a day on an empty stomach prior to meals. Is that correct, he asked? Yes, that is correct. Now, if you're a smaller adult, you could get away with 1 tablespoon of the silver hydrosol mixed with 1 tablespoon of the aloe vera juice. Very simple. Why aloe? Aloe helps to carry the form of silver that I use into the gut, into the small intestine, past the stomach, where it can eradicate dysbiosis. And it can also downregulate inflammation of tissue that has been damaged by antibiotics, tissue that has been damaged by vaccination, tissue that has been damaged by additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, additives, plastifiers, GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And we do this, again, preferably on an empty stomach so it has easier transit past the stomach into the small intestine and colon. So his question, this doctor, this young doctor of naturopathic medicine asked, do you always use the 10 ppm sovereign silver or do you sometimes use the 23 part per million Argentin 23? For those of you who are doctors out there, holistic or otherwise, you have access to the Argentin 23 from Natural Immunogenics. That's a doctor line only. Again, naturopaths too. I just want to say not just exclusively medical doctors. This David, he says, since Argentin is basically the same stuff, but pretty much double the part per million, could I use 1 tablespoon 3 times per day instead of 2? And if so, would I keep the aloe the same? Just curious about some of these nuances. Any insights would be appreciated. Thanks, David. All right. So here's the question. For those of you who are health professionals out there in the audience, and I know we have, so I know you're there, you have access to the Argentin 23 as well. And I do not distinguish the dose size just because the Argentin is 2.3 times more concentrated. It's a professional concentration for a reason, because in many of the health professional relationship to patients, there is a more urgent need, or else these patients would not be coming to see you. And so you're looking for a more rapid response, whereas a layperson who doesn't necessarily need doctor intervention may be at a health food store getting the sovereign silver and getting just as much benefit, because they're not in the throes of a crisis that is life and death in that situation. And so coming out of it doesn't require a stronger, or let's say more concentrated form of the silver hydrosol. So it's a great question, but no, I don't have to dose just because of that. I'm looking at it medicinally from a professional standpoint and saying, let's knock it faster, quicker, more intensely. Because when you're under the care of a healthcare provider, and I hope and pray that that healthcare provider is not constipated, because if that's the case, or let's just say if they're not constipated, they'll also know that when you eradicate dysbiosis, when you utilize any antimicrobial substance, including the natural ones and including the non-natural ones, the antibiotics, you risk something that is known as a Jarisch-Herxheimer event, a JHE. Homeopaths will often call it a healing crisis or an aggravation. Giving you some insight here that you don't get. Normally people charge big bucks to tell you this stuff, but you get it for free. All I ask that you do is go to my website, robertscottbell.com, and click on some of these banners and say thanks to those who support this message of health freedom, this message of liberty like nowhere else in media. And so the Jarisch-Herxheimer or the healing crisis is evidence of what? A congested liver and excretory system. Case in point, why did you start? Why did you talk about constipation today? I was having a good day, Robert, until you brought up constipation. I brought it up so you'll understand how to break the cycle of insufficient elimination. Now, some of you will say, well, I go once a day. I'm good. I'm fine. Well, maybe you are. You're better than the average American bear. I'll say that. But it could be argued that two or three times a day would be even better if you're on a pattern of eating that fast. And you're like, you're not going that quickly. There is some evidence of sluggish elimination patterns that could be improved. Even if it's just a little bit, every little bit helps. Come on, you tell me. Would you rather have 100% excretory function or 90%? Okay, think about it. Oh, yeah. No, definitely 90% for me. That 100, way too much. Can't handle it. Don't want that to happen. Of course, look at over time. That 10% each day adds up and results in some serious physiological disturbances later in life, including ones that are very scary and start with the letter C, which we may get to. If you want to call me, I'll talk about it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 to reach the Robert Scott Bell Show live on the air right now. We want to break the cycle of insufficient elimination. And so this doctor asked about the silver hydrosol protocol. Now, because silver is antimicrobial, it cleanses the gut, although primarily because of the positive charge of the silver in the case that I use it, it will selectively initially go after those with negative charges, and those, by and large, are the pathogenic variety, the bad guys, so to speak. But if you put enough silver in there with enough aloe, yes, you will cleanse the entire tract, which is okay when you're dealing with dysbiosis and when you're needing to heal the gut from the inflammation caused by all of the things that I've mentioned already, antibiotics especially. And as you heal the tissue, like silver is used in burn care centers, you'll heal the inner epithelial lining. You will restore integrity of that lining so that assimilation can occur, proper elimination will be restored, and then the microflora you throw back in, the good guys, will actually have a place to live. No more homeless bacteria on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, you can get your Dr. O'Hara's at Jonathan's Place. That's choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. I am at 800-259-5791. We are rocking the health world. We'll be back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yes, today it takes us to the small intestine and colon. Oh, nasty, right? No, you got to deal with this stuff. The stuff that, modern medicine seeks to destroy, we seek to heal here. And, of course, we do it 6 days a week. RobertScottBell.com. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. Wide open for you, 800-259-5791. New videos have been posted by iHealthTube.com. You can link them or see them in the social media. I've linked them also through Twitter. My Twitter feed is RSBellMedia. And, of course, you can find the Robert Scott Bell Show on, what is that, the FBI social network? Facebook, that's right. And all the links are up as well in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. So I don't want to overemphasize, but I can't, really, gastrointestinal health. But I don't want to negate the health of the liver. And there is a video on iHealthTube that I did. They were interviewing me about a lot of subjects, and one of the ones that's really gaining popularity is this one about detoxification, the things you need to know about detox. So check that out online as well. We'll have that linked up. I'll probably post it after the show into the show notes as well so you can see it. But we've got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning us from the skies. If you've seen my video that I posted on the Robert Scott Bell, I think it's RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, where I was flying home a couple of weeks ago now and saw a chemtrail being sprayed from a plane parallel almost to us, about 1,000 feet or so up. And you'll see it. Stunning. It was not jet exhaust. Sorry. Then every jet would exhaust the same way, because they're all running on the same basic kerosene fuel. And when you see a chemtrail, it is distinct from a contrail, which is, you know, some kind of water vapor and atmospheric phenomenon at certain points or elevations in certain days in certain arenas in the the atmosphere. And those vapors from a real contrail dissipate almost as quickly as they appear, and they're invisible, whereas the others kind of mist out into a fog-like, cloud-like covering. And that is not a normal jet exhaust, no matter what a denialist, I hate to use that word, but people who deny the reality of what they see, I guess, is a different, distinct category unto itself. But we have so many heavy metals hammering us, and these things are binding out our minerals, making it very difficult for our body's own metabolic processes, enzymes to function, to break things down. Production of certain chemicals within the body to help bind things out, like those heavy metals, like those pesticides, those foreign, I wouldn't even call them metabolites. I mean, if you call a drug metabolite, it's not a natural metabolite, because drugs are synthetic compounds that are put together not by God, but by arrogant men. And we metabolize them, and then we pee them on out, that which can leave the body, and they end up back in the water supply that you end up drinking again if you don't know how to care for it, filter it, and restructure it. There's some very, very real issues that we are confronted with on an everyday basis, but kind of most of America is still putting its head in the pill bottle to say it's not happening. I will say kudos to you who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because at least you're waking up, pulling the cotton from the pill bottle out of your ears so you can actually take some steps, if not for you, then for your children, to help protect them in an environment that is rapidly declining. And no, this is not Al Gore talking. He's all about monopolies as well, energy monopoly. Oh, energy? You want to talk about energy? We're going to be covering some major, major issues this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got an author scheduled later in the week, Liam Sheff and I, to interview. And he went through the collapse of the Soviet Union, and he's got a warning for all of us here in the West as to what to expect. And no, it's not get your bug out bag and go. It's literally the emotional and mental perspectives you need to be prepared to integrate right now into your lives. So we'll be talking about that and a whole lot more. San Diego wants to force psychiatric drugs on you. My San Diego listeners, call John Rappaport. He'll help you. But we'll be back in just a moment to talk about that story and a whole lot more on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, later in the show, we'll talk Tax Freedom Day. What does that mean? Does that mean you're a slave up until a couple of days from now? And how is it that you're suddenly free at last, free at last? Thank God Almighty, free at last. No, you're not free. Part of that system, but we'll get to that. Stand by. We'll do some economic and political healing as well as we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, question. San Diego Countyans, where my friend John Rappaport lives. I'm sure he's going to have something to say about this. Article up here on Natural News. San Diego County considers forcing residents to take psychiatric medication under what's called Laura's Law. Laura's Law. Now, this is the problem. Whenever you've got a law named after some kid, you know that now everybody is going to be branded as a criminal for because of one horrific event that occurred against a child. Never let a crisis or a tragedy go to waste to grow government, to let government entwine itself even more strongly, if that's at all possible, with the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine. Laura's Law. Why did that happen? In 2002, signed into law by Gray Davis, it could allow the government to force anyone into psychiatric treatment if determined appropriate by authorities. And so some of you will go, well, what's the big deal? I mean, they're authorities. They should know better, right? And if you're not compliant with them, they're going to force it. They'll put you into a... If you say loony bin, people get upset, but okay, it's a psychiatric facility, and it's run by loons, quite honestly. And this Laura's Law, now they're considering putting it into play in San Diego County, because this Laura Wilcox at 19 was shot by a man who was untreated, who had severe mental illness. What does that mean? Was this man hopped up on illicit street drugs? Was he already hopped up on other drugs that were approved by FDA? Did he have heavy metals? Was he deficient in key nutrients and essential fats? Nothing of the sort is ever considered in psychiatric evaluations. Psychiatrists don't talk to you. They literally look at you as a pill receptacle. That is where that profession has gone. Now, how do you qualify for forced psychiatric treatment under Laura's Law? They just, you know, these authorities, whoever they are, of course, the authorities are sanctioned by who? The government. And the government gets it right every time, don't you know? Did you meet the state-approved criteria in California? That means you're a danger to yourself or others, and you're unable to provide for basic personal needs for food, clothing, or shelter. Outpatient. Conditions likely to substantially deteriorate, unlikely to survive. I mean, these things, as you read them, you're going, oh, well, that seems pretty reasonable. Until you come back to the reality that someone in authority who's going to determine you're a danger to yourself or others, that you can't dress yourself properly, according to authorities, doesn't know how to care for themselves, much less you, and may have a vendetta against you. May have been programmed by the Southern Poverty Law Center to believe that, oh my gosh, Your kids are now being taught the Ron Paul homeschool curriculum. You are a danger to them and yourself, and therefore we must drug you in San Diego County. Unless you think I'm exaggerating, look at how the government has put out from its fusion centers these alerts against Christians who do not believe in abortion, against those who perceive that the Coinage Act of 1792 was never repealed, it was not, and that says only gold and silver and a certain specific kind was defined as a dollar. So the bottom line here in this article, and you've got to read it, I've got it linked up in the show notes, someone in authority gets to decide that you're a danger. That's it. That's all in the end, even though they wrote down those things that sound pretty specific, somebody didn't like you. Bob, I don't like the way your hair is cut. Kind of annoys me when I look at you. Makes me go all squirrely-eyed. So you're done. We're psyching you out, right, by putting psychiatric drugs into you. This is the great danger of modern medicine and government and media intertwining in an incestual relationship that should disgust every one of you. Only here on the Robert Scott Bell Show have we called for a separation of medicine and state. And yet our lefty friends want to intertwine it even more to grow government and Obamacare, despite the fact that Medicare cuts are coming and they're going to impact the middle class as well. Your hero and savior, Barack Obama, starting to cut into Social Security and Social Safety Network. Inevitably, it's going to crumble. He's just going to help it get there faster. Hey, questions, 800-259-5791. We got lots more healing to do, including the new bird flu, after this break.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, let me ask you something here. Honestly, I just got to know. How many of you out there believe a word coming out of the World Health Organization, that is the WHO, and no, it's not Roger Daltrey, the WHO, the World Health Organization, and the CDC? They like to be known as the Centers for Disease Control. We know they're the Centers for Disease Creation. If you throw the P in there and promotion, because they are the marketing and promotional arm of the medical, pharmaceutical, vaccine industrial complex. They get great PR because 7, 9, 11 people could be dead out of a couple of billion. And suddenly it's the second coming of the bird flu. Cue the Hitchcock music, right? This is what's happened. Bird flu scare spreads in China. Over a billion people in China. 11 people have died. Oh, my gosh, the world is coming to an end. But, of course, they give it a new name. R2-D2? Not that flu again. No, the H7N9. Wow. H7N9. That sounds really scary, right? H7, hide, hide. 7N, no, 9. Now 44 people out of a billion plus have been infected with what they're calling the bird flu. It's not being spread person to person, according to their own admission. But Nancy, drug me, vaccine me, Cox, director of the Influenza Division of the United States Center for Disease Promotion. One thing of concern is the pace at which we are seeing the identification of cases. Well, what I'm concerned about is the rapidity with which you all at the CDC are lying. You don't know what's causing this until you send your toxicologist out to investigate. You don't have a flipping clue, Nancy Cox. On a more reassuring note than they say, investigators have found, just like I said, no evidence that the virus is passed from person to person. Oh, stop it already. You try to freak the world out with this new H7N9 because there's a new substitution, Q226L, was found in two of the first three victims. What the hell are they talking about? They're making crap up, and they're not even crapping it out. Well, they are through the media, but they're constipated too, just like your doctor. And they throw another mutation in there. PB2E627K, hut, hut, Ike, bring on George Orwell and... who was the creator of Star Wars? You know what I'm talking about? PX32X13 modulator. The P32 space modulator. According to Dr. Ron Fouchier, a Dutch virologist, this mutation allows the virus to reproduce at much lower temperatures than a standard avian influenza virus. The change lets it grow in a human respiratory tract, which is cooler than the virus's natural home, a bird's gastrointestinal tract. What are you doing? Are you in China? Are they sleeping again with the birds? Are they opening up the intestines and eating them without cooking? What is going on there? Of course, those areas living in filth, some of the most toxic and polluted air on planet Earth coming from where? Factories in China. Toxicology? Respiratory. Airborne poisons and pollutants? Respiratory. You want to blame a virus? You're an idiot! It is not the viral cause that is happening here. It is a toxicological pollutant cause. Wake your aspirin up. I'm so sick of this coming out of the CDC and the WHO. Panic. Everybody run. And all they want to do is create a new vaccine that they can then force you to take. Because why? Our government is in bed with the modern medical monopoly religion. It is a religion. You think you're a God-fearing Christian and you worship at the Church of Biological Mysticism Monday through Saturday. Now, if you're not offended or upset by what I've just said, then you're not one of those folks I'm talking about. But if you trust your doctor's word on these influenzas, much less the representatives of the pharmaceutical state and the WHO and the world, that's the World Health Organization, or the CDC, which is the U.S. version of the smaller version, all corrupted by pharmaceutical conflicts of interest. Now, what happens if you genuinely have lungs that are problematic? Another big part of my lecture yesterday, which I'm sorry most of you didn't get to attend, was the adaptation syndrome that Hanselier talked about. That when you are overloaded and overwhelmed with toxic burden and metabolic waste, you now have the imperative. Your cells, your body now has the moral and ethical and survival imperative to adapt so you don't die. And if it's not coming out through your liver and kidneys and colon, well, looky here. You got something called lungs. And you respirate. You breathe in the air, get the oxygen that you need, and discard the carbon dioxide that you don't. That is called an excretory pathway. But suddenly, it now becomes an overburdened excretory pathway with things it wasn't designed necessarily to excrete. But because your liver and kidneys are overburdened by toxic crap in the air, in the food, in the water, suddenly your body goes, hey, lungs, look at that, outward, hey, we can use that route. And you'll start coughing it up, fuzzball. And if you're young, not so vital, if you're exhausted already from chronic disease, you could end up with an infection in your lungs. Oh my gosh, suddenly they say it's the virus. That wasn't really the cause, but just the result of toxic terrain, of intoxicated cells and tissue in the lungs, mucus being poured into there because there's debris of all kinds trying to be coughed out of the body because it's not getting out another way. Are you following me? Bueller, are you there? This is the stuff the CDC is loath to acknowledge. The toxicologists know it, at least somewhat. But you have to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show to really get it and then act accordingly. And then laugh in the face of these bird flu fanatics. And then if you have a lung issue, you will do things like lobelia tincture. A dropper full in a lot of water. Or nebulize the silver hydrosol. Or increase your selenium. Or take some homeopathic lung remedies for your liver and your lungs. That would be Bryonia alba, by the way. Or keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got a whole other hour of healing. You can call me at 800-259-5791. Next hour, Tax Freedom Day. What do you want to talk about? Call me. We'll do it. The power to heal is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.